1.22.
Day 1. 4 p.m. Jenny finally meets Henry, and they walk to the car park where he's left his car.
And we landed on time, but then I couldn't find my suitcase, so then I had to go to Lost Luggage and report it missing.
Oh, you poor thing. What a journey.
Well, I'm here now.
And it's lovely to see you.
It's great to see you too.
No. Let me take that.
It's okay.
You've had a hard journey. Allow me.
Thanks, Henry.
Jenny and Henry drive off to Henry's house in the country, near Oxford. But the man from the airport has been following them. He makes another phone call.
We've got a problem.
Day 1, 9 p.m. At Henry's house. Jenny calls Rob on Skype.
I can't believe I'm not there with you, Jenny.
Neither can I. It's weird, isn't it?
I really miss you.
Me too. How's Alaska?
Not great. It's been snowing all day. I haven't left the hotel.
Oh no, that's awful.
What are you drinking? Is that coffee?
No, it's tea.
Tea?
It's good, really.
Where's Dad now?
Oh, I think he's getting me something. I'm not sure what.
So why are you using his computer?
Ugh, it's crazy. You know my laptop?
Yeah?
This screen keeps popping up and asking me for a password. I've never seen it before. I'm worried I have a virus.
It's not your day, is it? First your suitcase, and then your laptop.
No, but your dad's being so nice. And he says your cousin Luke will be able to fix my computer for me. Apparently he's kind of a computer geek.
Kind of? He's a genius. If he can't do it, nobody can.
Well, I'm going to go and see him tomorrow.
Here's a pair of my pajamas you can use, Jenny.
Oh, wow. You'll look great in those, Jenny.
Safe in the house, Jenny and Henry have no idea that the man, whose name is Grant, is outside in the dark, watching. He makes another phone call.
Selena Lavelle.
Selena? It's Grant. She's in the house, but she isn't alone. I could come back tomorrow with...
No. Stay there all night if you have to.
Yes, boss.